Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got more cookies done on my day off on Monday.
Can I confidently say on the air, if you're off for cookies, I could say you're off for making cookies.
Absolutely.
I kind of tiptoed around it, like I was afraid you'd be like, why did you tell everyone I was making cookies?
But first of all, I don't ever care if you tell somebody that I took off for whatever.
Even if you make it up?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is there's really nothing like the tiptoe around. You know, I tell people Jason's a slug today and doesn't want to be in, and that's about it. I don't worry.
Those are days I'm actually here.
So I made cookies, and I do it. It's a process because, you know, I like to do cookie trays. And I made chocolate chip cookies the other day because my kids, no matter how much time and effort I put into every other delicious cookie, and they like them all. My son's like, and my daughter, just make like 4 times as many chocolate chip cookies. That's all they want. That's all they care about. I make chocolate crinkles. I make the cream cheese spritz cookies. I make sugar cookies. I make the peanut butter blossoms with the Hershey Kiss. Did I say sugar cookies? Yeah. What am I missing?
I don't know if you did,
the gingerbread cookies I make. I'll make the ricotta cookies. And then I want chocolate chips. And it's frustrating because that's like the simplest one to do.
I thought kids outgrew that because we're still in that phase. I think we've passed chicken nuggets, but it's whatever my wife cooks for dinner, and then we make one of them ramen.
Oh my God, my daughter's going to be 21. She still eats ramen
or mac and cheese.
And there's chicken fingers.
In the cup, or as my daughter named it, stovable.
Stovable.
And it's got to be. She likes that. He likes the other. I could see that. It's like we got all these fancy cookies. I go, just give me the chocolate.
What's your favorite kind of a Christmas cookie?
I'm afraid to say now.
Well, you can.
I do like chocolate chip.
Okay,
like
outside of chocolate chip, since that's not a Christmas cookie.
I think I like those, the ones that are like peanut butter in the middle. Is that something?
Oh, they have ones that have like the peanut butter Reese's cup in the middle.
Maybe that's it.
I do like the peanut butter with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
I'm very basic. I really enjoy a good sugar cookie. Mm-hmm. Those, when done well, I'll tell you something. You know, you've tasted greatness,
right?
Yeah, and I like a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie is the number one dessert for the most popular Christmas dessert in Pennsylvania is the sugar cookie. That's number one.
I'm a good company then.
New York is the same. You go to Ohio and it's red velvet.
Fancy, fancy Ohio.
Red velvet cake for Christmas? Is that a thing?
I mean, it makes sense if you think about it.
I guess.
Christmas is full of red.
I guess.
But,
It's kind of weird. Still, pumpkin pie is on the list.
Oh, wait, these are desserts, not just cookies.
It's just his most popular Christmas desserts in each U.S. state. There's pecan pie. And you'll see that as you get, let's see, where's pecan pie? There's not many in here.
No, there's not many.
Who's got pecan? Oh, District of Columbia and Connecticut. There's rice pudding, carrot cake, biscotti. There's tiramisu. And then sugar cookies.
May I have overpronounced that one? Is it
tiramisu?
Tiramisu. Tiramisu, right?
Tiramisu. Something like that. Okay. Who knows?
I'm getting now because we stopped talking serious, all the crazy sad stuff.
I know. There's lots of crazy sad stuff. I'd like to talk cookies. What's your favorite cookie, everybody? My cookie press died halfway through my cookies. So I do a cream cheese spritz cookie and I make it a green dough because I like to do wreaths and I like to do trees. And halfway through, it crapped the bed, and it died.
Oh, no.
My husband tried to help me. He came in. He's like, he fixed it, but it was temporary. And then I'd pump it, and then it would break. And then he'd fix it. And I'm like, I can't do this after every cookie. So halfway through, I got out the flour and the rolling pin, and I just rolled them out and did the basic cookies. Because I couldn't spritz it anymore with that. And then I bought a spritz gun, which is for next Christmas. I found it on sale on Amazon.
Just for protection. It's a gun thing.
Don't come near me. I have my spritz gun.
I was looking through this guy. I just was curious to see. You said, you know, these are rare desserts or the most popular.
No, most popular.
I found just a short list here. And can you think of desserts growing up, maybe at the holidays, that you remember having? And it's like, wait, no one makes that anymore. You mentioned rice pudding.
Lekvar cookies my grandmother made.
What were they?
Lekvar.
That sounds like a medicine.
Lekvar is like a prune, like a jelly kind of thing. And then she'd make it in this, just like a bread dough. And it would fold over so you'd see the lekvar. And then she'd sprinkle the big grains of sugar on it. It was delicious.
I have no idea what a lekvar is, but I just feel like I'd be like, remember yesterday I said it felt
You could do it with apricot. You could do it with all kinds of fillings.
So I felt like I had something in my shoe. It was a lekvar.
I don't know if that was because of her heritage.
Number five on this, desserts that people don't make anymore, rice pudding. So that list right there, number one should be easy. Things people, desserts at the holidays, people don't really make or embrace anymore. Number one should be really obvious, but you may not think of it.
You don't embrace or make anymore. Fruitcake.
Yes, number one, fruitcake.
Yes.
And then here's one. Number two on this is, it's my 95 now.
Okay.
It's that Italian bread. I can't pronounce it. Panettone bread? Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, I don't
know. Panettone. That's probably how you should say it.
Okay.
Then there's, is it Annis cookies?
Oh, Annis cookies are yummy too.
They just, Christmas pudding. Ever since Charles Dickens stopped writing books, no one talked about the...
No.
Oh, that was figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
Jell-O salad, white fruit cake. Didn't know we drew a racial line on our fruit cakes.
What?
And something called forgotten cookies. Ever hear of those?
No, I forgot about them.
And grasshopper pie, which...
It's like a mint.
Yeah, I kind of remember
pistachio
that as well.
Pistachio, is it, too?
Let's see.
Or is it just chocolate with mint?
It doesn't say.
Somebody wants to know, who makes Welsh cookies around here? My mom does, and they're fabulous. My mother loves to make Welsh cookies.
Nancy's mom makes cookies.gov.
Not for the government, no.
If you, I think the best way to do that would be go on Facebook because there's a lot of people who do make them and then kind of sell them to like circles of friends.
Does them in like this skillet that she has. It's a very particular thing. She's
the
very
skillet?
OCD. Well, it's like one of these, it's kind of, I think when then she like, you fry them and stuff. It's she does them fabulous. But if anybody wants to help out, someone wants to know who makes Welsh cookies around here, text us who does. I'm sure almost a lot of these bakeries might. And we can let people know because my mom's not going to make enough to sell to those of you who are looking for it. Someone else says snowball cookies are great. My mother makes those too.
They probably have coconut on them, right?
No.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
They're like, they have some kind of like a nuttiness to them. I think they might have some pieces of
maybe it's
something.
Coconutty?
Like maybe walnuts in them chopped up.
Interesting.
And
right.
then it has like the powdered sugar on the outside. Okay. They are really good. A Russian tea cake. They are fabulous.
Just forgotten desserts that are coming
in. No, these are just people who's talking about what they like on the holidays. Okay. Another says M&M cookies. So is that like... chocolate chip, but you put M&M's in them, I'm going to guess.
They're surprisingly, I never thought I'd say this, but it tastes like little chocolate eggshells in your cookie. And it works. I usually would be totally
turned
off by that.
See, I would prefer just a chocolate chip instead of a M&M, but I get it.
The Welsh cookie, back to that, my wife is a huge Welsh cookie fan, and I don't know what they used to cost versus now, but every time I see them, I go, oh, Welsh cookies? And she goes, oh my God, that's outrageous. And then she puts them down and walks away. So I don't know what
make
that...
them. Herself.
I don't trust her.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I wouldn't. I never ate them. I wouldn't because there's not enough
those
of them.
Those are really good with like a hot cup of tea. So are the Russian tea cake and the snowball cookies you guys are talking about. I might do snowball cookies because I do like those. I got to add something to the repertoire here.
I just can imagine.
I shall bring some in. Like and we shall eat.
Guys, I've been listening to your show since December of 2024. I remember the first segment, I just laughed out loud. It was Nancy thinking about what she might bake.
Someone else says the Welsh tea shop. The Welsh tea shop in Clark Summit.
Ooh.
That sounds fabulous.
That does sound good.
So if you like those. Someone else says pecan tassies are great. What are they?
I don't know.
I must go look.
The I grew up in Jersey, a town called Bridgewater was one of those. George Washington slept here towns. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of Revolutionary War stuff. So okay. Snickerdoodles were big. No one makes Snickerdoodles
I
anymore.
I love them. I made those, I think, last year or the year before because they're a huge hit. Like Snickerdoodles.
I don't necessarily think they're the greatest thing ever, but it was such a big part of my childhood I thought would be around forever. Mm-hmm. Now, Snickerdoodles, not on the menu anywhere. But that was just that.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, so what else?
Someone's like, I like when you guys talk cookies. We can talk sympathy for killers, or we can talk cookies.
Which is a real sentence that actually makes
sense. What's in there,
sense.
Johnny L?
There's a church in Scranton making Welsh cookies.
Oh, yeah? Is it a Welsh church?
No, it's St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Ooh.
Welsh Cookie Emporium.
Yeah. Evangelical
Lutheran Church.
A lot of names.
St. Matthew's.
Where?
Okay.
On Jefferson Avenue in Scranton.
So they're making them for the holidays?
Yes,
for sale. Let's
see. Like currently, right now, they're cooking.
They're outside right now.
They have Welsh cookies. It says December 14th and 15th.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool. Oh, here I'm looking at it on Facebook, folks. If you're interested, those of you who asked, St. Matthew Evangelical Lutheran Church, Welsh cookies this weekend, December 14th and 15th. You can message the page on Facebook or call the church office and place an order. $6 per dozen, and these are big. That's a good deal.
Okay, that's good.
$5 per dozen of the small ones. You can pick them up on the church on Sunday. There you go. We've done our good deed for those who want their Welsh cookies, and they're delicious.
Coming up next, things that make us go, good. Let's talk about lunch meats. Someone texted in about different types of cookies they want. Italian pepper cookies, which sound interesting.
Yeah, they are good.
Prank-wise, Italian hot pepper cookies. Give them a go. See what your friends
think. Never know. I love hearing about your cookies, folks.
This should be our show, really. It'd just be a lot easier.
Snickerdoodles, poppy seed and nut rolls. Yeah, they are good. They are really good. They're good with the hot tea. I like lots of hot tea with my cookies. You guys have really helped out with a lot of great cookie ideas.
I mean, they've really not helped. They've given us names, and now all I want is cookies. So I appreciate the text, but I wish I had cookies.
Instead. You know what? A lot of times your parents or your grandparents are the ones that get you to do certain types of cookies. My mother always did Spritz cookies. It was a German thing from her family. And then I started doing, and I do have to do them this year, the Lekvar. I do half Lekvar. I do half apricot.
Yeah.
And I kind of morphed it a little and used, I think, cream cheese in the last bread dough that I used. But if I have to do it like my grandma did, she just did it, I think, with regular bread dough, which it still tasted fabulous.
I have. Okay, I just looked up this Lekvar stuff. I'm sorry, but this is not what you wanted to talk about here. I looked up Lekvar. I've seen Lekvar. This really needs some of those dyes that RFK Jr. is trying to get rid of. I've seen it before. He said it looks like tar.
They're Hungarian cookies is what they are. They're folded over like little babies in a blankie. But you can use prune. You can use a whole bunch.
I guess you can mix.
I've done them with nut filling too, like a nut roll. But I put the filling in the cookie.
I seem to have like memories of having this as a kid, and there was some like seeds in it, and freaked me out. Is that possible?
It possibly if it was raspberry filling or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like little
baby seeds. Anyway, that's just. Thank you for these texts. They are interesting and making me hungry.
It's fun to do something a little different. There's a story in the Scranton Times Tribune today, and it's kind of the follow up on that whole bidding on the Delaware Avenue lot in Oliphant, which, if you've been following along, and there seems to be some bad blood between the two people that bid on this property, and it went quite a bit over what the worth, I guess, was for that property. And right now, this Delaware Avenue Oliphant property, the vacant lot there, the winning bidder is now, I guess their attorney has sent a letter because they're saying that the nearby Queen City Tavern is storing its garbage cans and dumpster on the property.
Okay.
And they're threatening some potential litigation. The owner of that Queen City Tavern, right, that's developer John Basilega, well known in the area for doing a lot of stuff to, you know, really, I think, make Scranton and add a lot to the city of Scranton and the surrounding areas as well.
Wilkes-Barre doing something now.
Looked into Wilkes-Barre as well. And he was one who was bidding on this property. So, that bid went up to I think it was like supposedly estimated at $70,000+, and it ended up a bid at $130,000 for it.
And you were off one of the days, and I talked about this. And again, I'm not at these meetings, but everything I've heard from different people, there was one person who didn't even hide. They're kind of like, I don't want him involved here. I don't want him to win this. He didn't hide that,
Who didn't want who to what?
There was one person on the council. I'm forgetting the word.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who clearly didn't want John Bacilega to have that,
right.
To win that.
Okay.
And they went kind of out of their way, almost, it seemed to me, against the better interest of the city.
Well, basically, the question, though, was it was in the best interest of the city to put this thing out for bid, not to just give it to somebody. Because look, it was worth $71,300, and
right.
Somebody paid $130,000. That's great for Oliphant to be able to reap that money. So I have no problem with them putting that out to bid. It should have gone out to bid because that's how you get the most money for it. You don't just give it to somebody. Now, the issue has to do with there are garbage cans and dumpsters supposedly right. on this property. And there are claims that the borough allowed them to do this or whatever. Look, the attorneys can fight it out. Basically, the sales agreement has not been signed and is not done yet. Right. So on the one hand, Oliphant, I believe from what I saw in the story, they're contending that until the actual agreement is done, because there's big concrete blocks that they have to stop people from parking there.
Right.
The new owner claims that they're theirs because it's on their property. And what's interesting in this story, somebody nearby was also building a deck. And it was, they said, the new owners were saying, it was now encroaching on their property. And it turns out, according to officials who then were called out, they told that property owner that they got to take that deck down. They did not have the approval to do it. Imagine, imagine that you put the time and effort to put that in there. But of course, you've got to make sure you go through and let them know what you're adding. And so they told them, you've got to take that deck down. Now, this is not the Bacilega property.
No, no,
this
no.
is a different property. But that deck was, I guess, encroaching on that new property that is in the process of being purchased. So this new owner is on both sides is having issues with people that they think are encroaching on this property. Once that bill is done, everyone's going to have to get their stuff out of there.
Like, if you that little area in there, like that Main Street and Oliphant, has got some older buildings. They tore down a big section of them in the past year and a half. Another roof just collapsed at a place right there at a theater. These buildings are going to need work. So I don't know that's such a bad idea to kind of push away the big developer guy because maybe he could help. But still, you got to do everything
the
right way.
In the end, it's whoever bids the most gets the property. Hopefully, they'll work all this out and the deal goes through and they can make this a better place
Cut
for everybody.
What appears to be petty BS.
So we talked a lot about cookies today and Christmas cookies and my issue with my spritzer gun, as they say. And this is just something that you use to make spritz cookies. And mine died.
How long have you had? Did you have it for?
Not very long. It was unfortunately, I had one that lasted a good long time. And then one time again, while making the cookies, it cracked and it broke. And so I duct taped that one. And meanwhile, I ordered this new one. First one I got was broken out of the box. I should have told me something. So when I got back in touch with them, they're like, we'll send you another. So I had that one maybe 2 to 3 years, and it's already died.
I know you're trying to move forward, obviously, but it feels like
you're tough time.
It feels like you're pushing down your emotions about how you felt when you lost the spritzer.
I'm replacing the cookie spritzer with the one that I had prior, which was not available when it broke. And now I found it. So
now hopefully by this time next year, you consider that to be part of your family.
My husband's like, why are you ordering that now since you already did the cookies and you're not going to use it for a year? And I said, because next year, if I don't order it now,
you forget, won't you?
Next year, I'll have the cookie dough ready and I'll try to pull the stuff out. And I'll go, oh, crap, I don't have a gun. And that's a spritzer gun.
Spritzer gun, yes.
I cannot defend myself with this spritzer gun.
And you could just make a bad guy or an intruder look more spritzed.
Yeah. 570-883-0098. So we're getting a winner. He's talking to someone in there. We shall see. Meanwhile, the zoning board Wilkes-Barre Township has approved the expansion of Motor World into the Wyoming Valley Mall property. This is going to take up a significant portion, which is not a big concern, I think, because there's been a significant portion that has been vacant. So better to have something there than nothing. And Motor World is already nearby. It now expands into the project here at the Wyoming Valley Mall. So this Motor World was approved 6 variances. And this has to do with the side and rear yard, the building, the parking setback requirements, a parking lot, landscaping, vegetation requirements,
right,
and also requirements for signage. All approved unanimously. No public comment from members regarding it. So
this is a good thing, because I think the biggest struggle, and we all know this, the biggest struggle malls tend to have in 2024 is people don't go to them anymore.
Right, so
you come
empty.
You come up with these things that people will always have to go to. People are always going to be looking to buy cars or get the cars serviced. And while they're there, you wait.
You're right.
Gives, you know, K-Pots over there. You can, different local restaurants, if they're within walking distance, are really... Right. They potentially could see a boom from this.
I'm sure that the remaining stores that are there would
to,
be
yeah.
very happy to just have some foot traffic and folks maybe popping in. So
non-traditional tenants, and that's what they're putting in there. Let's, I like the way they're doing it.
They say what's going to happen is it will now, this dealership, acquire a portion, including the areas that were occupied by Sears, the Bon-Ton, also the areas that currently are occupied by Macy's Men's and Home and the Ken Pollock Tire and Auto Center. They say they will convert all of that space into a service car detailing area and car wash. This is all in the Times Leader today. Also, part of the former Bon-Ton going to be used as administrative offices. So they will be, you know, this is the first of a number of things they have to do, where they have to now assess and inspect the property before they close the sales deal. So that's next.
Giving me the courage and the strength I need, Nancy, you and me.
Are you going to say it?
Babe, I love you.
Wow.
I was waiting, taking you all these years to come around. Joe Sedeker.
Call her husband. It's over. 7-day forecast for him. Loneliness.
Yeah.
Nancy's got somebody
else. He couldn't stand my couch sitting. It would drive him crazy.
Stop,
after
stop
a while.
It. Stop it. I think a lot of your listeners are probably, you know, a little older, 50s, 60s, and beyond, and they know that song. So that was number one in December of 1979. And anyone who's a dad rocker, that disappointed us rockers, because that was like a cheesy ballad song by Styx. And they used to rock, you know, Grand Illusion, Renegade, and then they did that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a likable song.
Well, don't worry. They went over the shark with Mr. Roboto, so, you know, it got worse.
Yes.
It got worse.
It
wasn't the low point.
Well, then they kicked him out of the band, and he is still out of the band.
Oh.
Dennis D. Young wrote that. Yeah, so the story behind that song, when I looked it up, it's pretty cool. So that he is still married to his high school sweetheart, almost 55 years.
Wow.
And he wrote that song. He wrote that song kind of close to their 10th anniversary about his wife. What rock star does that? That was in 1979.
And they kicked him out. So, that's what, because he wasn't fun enough. I guess he didn't party enough and hang out with the groupies. I don't know.
And if you can keep
the
love strong after living through Mr. Roboto, anything is possible.
This is true.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that the rest of the band were partiers or anything. They just wanted to go more in a rocking direction, and he was really hooked on these kind of cheesy ballads. But he's a great guy. He has a lot of podcasts, that interviews I've listened to, and he's an energetic, fun dude. He just had a different direction for the band back then.
Right.
So anyway, that's a little history for you. That was 1979, record high today, 64, and that song was a big hit. If you can go back to 1979, it's been like at all the proms in the 80 cents, right?
Oh, I remember that.
It's been a long time.
Yes, I remember a lot of people like them. I honestly was not a big fan of them because I thought they were cheesy. I was more into rock at that age.
Oh, well, geez, they did rock. You just have to dig deep.
No, I meant
stuff.
Like,
anyway.
Yeah, that was earlier before I started listening to music.
Gotcha.
And I've never heard it until this moment, so I can't really say much more than that. But I'm glad you like
true.
It.
That's not true. You never heard that song?
Never, Joe.
You know what? I can't do this anymore, Nance. You have to get me someone else to do this. If you don't know the song Babe, that's like saying you don't know who Abraham Lincoln is. It's just everywhere.
Well, I totally. He didn't work in that time period. So remember, his parent. What's your mom have? Neil Diamond, the jazz singer.
Yeah, I have Kenny Rogers.
The Gambler.
The Gambler. This double record of Grease. And then there was one more, Barry Manilow.
He has like a huge, huge hole in music from like that time period.
I've gotten better with it. But if you want, I'll pretend to be someone here. Hey, Joe, I'm Barry and I love sticks.
No, I'm not saying you have to like, but it's like saying you don't know what the YMCA song is or something. They're just parts of culture that I thought everybody knew.
Well, that I guess I'm
wrong.
I'm not in a cave anymore. How about that? He's judging me so hard now. I'm sorry.
I find it hard to believe. All day rain today. It's not going to break the record of 64 from 79, but it will be rain. So from morning right through the afternoon, there's going to be a brief time when between about 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. we get some wet snow on the backside. But, you know, the rain is going to be falling, and then it's going to turn quickly to snow. But the snow is still falling through a warm layer at the surface. So I think, you know, if you have any fears of this evening traveling around, you know, don't. It'll still be melting on most roads. And an inch or two. Are we at the point in life now where an inch or two scares us? Please, no. So it'll be fine all day and all night. Temperatures are going to drop quickly tonight. It's going to be in the 20s tomorrow at this time. Windy and colder on Thursday, but partly sunny. Woohoo, baby!
Nice.
34 tomorrow, 34 on Friday. Nice and sunny, less wind. As a matter of fact, from tonight all the way through Sunday, there's nothing happening. So it's going to be a pretty cool weekend. I see upper 30s on Saturday, 40s on Sunday. There might be some rain showers late Sunday. And then again, Tuesday of next week, but most of next week, still above average temperatures and no big snowstorms or brutal cold anytime soon. Two weeks today, it's what? It's Christmas, right?
Yes. And you know what? 3 weeks today, won't your wife allow you to take that tree down or won't that be?
Is it that something? I'm looking now. 3 weeks today. So, yes, it's January the 1st.
Yeah, you'll have freedom.
Oh, it's a battle.
You'll have freedom. Oh, wait. So when do you guys take it down? Do you wait until that Orthodox Christmas, or do you get it down earlier?
Oh, my. No, she doesn't. No.
So you'll take it down on, like, the 2nd.
My marriage, like a lot of marriages, it's like an Apollo mission. Everything has to be sometimes. It's got to be calculated. It's got to be pre-thought. I can't just go in and say the day after Christmas, honey, the tree's going down.
Right, right.
I have to wait for the right moment.
Yeah, you'll wait
till
she's in a good mood about something, and then you spring it on her.
and then I pretend it wasn't even on my mind. I pretend it's like a passing thought. I'm like, hey,
I'm already up here. Do you want me to bring the boxes down?
And
I can get this thing down in 2 seconds flat. What do you think?
That's right.
That's how you do it.
I pretend like, oh, yes, like it wasn't on my mind. So we'll see.
Love it. All right. I do the same thing. I wait for those moments. You just wait, and then you pounce. I'll talk to you later. Oh, I've done that before. If I've got to tell him something that I don't think he'll take too well, I'll wait until he's in a particularly good mood.
I need to learn that.
It's
apparently
a leverage thing. Yes, you got
to
do
that. I don't know how to deal with that disappointment, Nancy.
What disappointment?
When
there's no disappointment. You basically have to just, it's all about timing.
With him. Okay.
With almost anybody.
Point taken.
Find your moments. All right.
Bad at that.
Penn State University police are not going to charge retired Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce. Remember, after that altercation with a fan over the cell phone, that happened before a game back on November 2nd between the Nittany Lions and Ohio State. Basically, they confirmed to the Associated Press the case is now closed. The individual in a video that went viral on social media has not been identified. No one has come forward to police with a complaint about the damage to personal property. So if you saw it, someone was harassing him by yelling stuff out. He turns around, he grabbed the phone, threw it on the ground.
It was an ugly incident in the moment.
Yeah. And he did, did he not apologize later? He understood that that was not the appropriate way to handle that.
Yeah, he apologized not to the guy, but for his behavior on a national stage.
Yeah.
So Kelce boys, they are untouchable now.
So nobody came out to say, like, hey, I thought for sure we're going to get somebody who's going to sue or, wants their phone. But anyway, nothing was said to the police. And they say that this is over with. And Kelce did later apologize during ESPN's Monday Night Football pregame show. And he said, in a heated moment, I decided to greet hate with hate. I fell short this week. Let's see. No charges.
So he destroys the phone. And now we're wondering, but nobody called and told the police. I wonder why he had no phone.